checked into the hotel room. She was already, like, really loud.
The drinking started early.
I had asked her to keep it down, and she was like, oh, don't tell me to keep it down.
And continued late.
Did they tell you why they weren't letting you into the club?
Because I had no ID. Because they seen she was intoxicated.
Then the photo finish.
How did your camera get broken?
She grabbed my camera by the strap, and she started banging it against the dashboard.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Luisa Danielle Vargas is suing her cousin, 24-year-old Delilah Rosado, for purposely breaking her camera and her windshield.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 179 on the calendar, the matter of Vargas versus Rosado.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Vargas, this is a case that is about a failed girls' weekend. And it is your claim that a bunch of gals were going away for a weekend. Ms. Rosado was among them. And you claim that she got drunk. And while she was drunk, she destroyed some property of yours. In addition, you would like her to be responsible for the hotel room because of her conduct. You decided it would not be wise to stay in the hotel, and you cut the weekend short and left. I'm not so sure about that part of your claim, but let's hear about the damage to your property. When was this weekend?
June 2nd of this year.
Where were you going?
Rhode Island.
How many gals were going?
Seven.
Did you have a van?
A 2007 Land Cruiser.
So it was able to accommodate all seven young women?
Yes, it seats eight.
Are you related to each other or just friends?
Related.
How are you related?
She's my cousin.
Explain how she's your cousin. Is she the child?
Our fathers are brothers.
So you were close?
Not close. I mean, we have a relationship, yes.
And what about the other young women on the trip? Were they also related to you?
Yes, everyone was related.
Was this young lady on the trip?
Yes, she's the one who planned it. It's my sister.
Were you on the trip?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what happened. And keep your voice up, please.
We went to Rhode Island. I was the designated driver, so they were drinking. It took us about maybe 4 hours to get there. By the time we already got to the pizza parlor, she was already kind of loud, so I already figured she was, you know, a little drunk.
What pizza parlor? Talk to me as if I know what pizza parlor.
It was in Rhode Island. It was on our way to the hotel. We weren't familiar with the area.
So you stopped for something to eat?
Yes. At that point, it was probably 6 o'clock. When we checked into the hotel room, she was already, like, really loud. I had asked her to keep it down. And she was like, oh, don't tell me to keep it down. So at that, I kind of realized from there on, we were probably going to have, you know, just a little bit of an issue. When we checked into the hotel room, she was already, like, loud.
You said that already.
Move on. In the room.
Okay.
She had my camera. She had spilled beer on the side of my camera. And I grabbed my camera, and I was like, you know, don't mess with my camera. That's a very expensive camera. And I put it away. After that, we went down, we took pictures, we went to Club Roxy. They didn't let her in because they seen she was intoxicated.
Did they not let you into the club, Ms. Rosado?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did they tell you why they weren't letting you into the club?
I wasn't allowed into the club because I had no ID.
Why didn't you have any ID with you?
Well, I did have my ID, but I didn't know who had it among me.
What are you talking about? What you just said is nonsense.
Obviously, it must have been left in the hotel. No one had my ID. We didn't have my ID there. I could not get into the club, Your Honor.
And it had nothing to do with you being drunk?
No.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, stand up. You were with her?
Yes.
All seven of you went to the club?
Yes.
Did you go into the club?
Yes.
And all six gals went into the club?
Yes.
What was she supposed to do outside?
Well, she was left outside in the front of the club. I went and I talked to my cousin Danielle. I asked her for the keys to let her in the car so she could at least stay in the car because we didn't know that area. So,
how far was the club from the hotel?
Maybe 15 minutes.
So you could have driven her back to get her ID and then she could have gotten into the club, right?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you do that?
I wasn't driving, and to be honest, I didn't even think of it.
You mean all six of you didn't think of it? You were all cousins. You all went away. One of the gals allegedly left her ID in the hotel, and that was the reason that you couldn't get into the club. And nobody said, you know what? So we'll start this party a half hour later, and let's go get her ID. That's why I don't believe you. Or you. Go ahead. because it doesn't make sense that six gals, not one of them would think or suggest going home, picking up your ID if you left it in the hotel, and coming back so you could all enjoy the evening together. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great, now you can sit down. How did your camera get broken?
My cousin called me to tell me, when she came in, I gave her the key, and I said, just make sure she gets the key, because that's the only key we had, we don't want to get lost. Move my camera to the trunk, just in case she walks out, I don't want anybody to steal my camera. She called me to tell me that her sister got the key and she locked the van, so she couldn't get in. At that point, it was about 1. I left, and they told me if I left the club, I wasn't going to be able to go back in. I was like, that's fine. I tried to wake her up because she was sleeping in the passenger seat, so we had to bang on the window a little bit to wake her up. She finally woke up and was able to unlock the doors. My husband had called me, so I stepped away to make a phone call. When I came back, the doors were locked again. At that point, I don't know why she got so upset or what caused her to get that upset. That's when she grabbed my camera by the strap, and she started banging it against the dashboard. And in the process, that's what happened to my lens, and she cracked the windshield as well.
I'll hear you.
Your Honor, the camera is broken, but it's not in the gist of me slamming it against the windshield.
Did you say it's not just because I slammed it against the windshield?
No, I did not slam it against the windshield.
Well, how did it get broken?
We were fist fighting in the front seat, both of us, and it dropped off the, it fell off the front seat, Your Honor. Why the door was
Wait,
open.
Wait just a second. Why were you fist fighting in the front seat?
Well, I was in the car for 3 hours while all the girls were inside the club, and I had no keys to the vehicle. So when Danielle came out of the club to try to open up the door, the alarm was going off in the car. I could not open up that car from inside. I guess it was a safety policy due to the alarm coming off. Danielle was trying to get in the car. I was trying to open up the door to allow Danielle to get in the car. At this time, there was no incident. There was no issue between us. Finally, I did catch the lock. When Danielle did come in the vehicle, we were both obviously very upset due to her trying to get in the vehicle, me being in that vehicle for 3 hours with no keys, no nothing, and her coming in. And
well, she wasn't upset because she was partying in the club.
No, at that time, Your Honor, she was upset because she couldn't get into the car. She didn't know where the keys were to the car, nor did I, and the alarm was going off. So when she approached the vehicle and I was sitting in the front seat, we both had gotten into an encounter, and the doors were open and the camera had fell off the driver's seat, Your Honor.
How did the windshield get broken?
I believe in the gist of us fighting. There was a lot of commotion. I have bruises of my injuries. It was a big fight.
I'd like to see pictures of your injuries.
That's a bite mark.
How did you injure your leg?
Those are bruises from when I fell. There was two fights, Your Honor. Me and Danielle were fighting into the car, and then when we had stepped out, she left to go get her sister, not Alicia, the other sister, Jessica, which she mentioned she's gonna kick my butt because the camera was broken, to come outside the club. So when Jessica and Danielle were together, they attacked me again. Jessica had punched me in the head as well.
Okay. Your last name is?
Rodado.
How are you related?
This is my older sister.
Were you there when this was all going on?
Yes.
So tell me what you saw.
Okay.
First, did you see what happened to the camera?
Yes, the camera fell outside the car.
Did you see what happened to the windshield?
No, I did not, Your Honor.
You know the windshield was cracked.
I knew after when my cousin Danielle told me about it. When we were driving home, she's like, my windshield's broken. So well, I was like...
So you missed part of this fight?
Yes.
Because you didn't see the windshield. The windshield wasn't broken when you got to the club.
I was standing in front of the car when some innocent bystander said, oh my God, look behind. When I looked behind, they both were fist fighting in the car. So I was in front of the car. I turned around, I seen them both fist fighting. I came in through the back door and separated both of them.
Was that before or after the camera was broken?
The camera was broken after the first fight.
Tell me about it.
The fight?
No, when the camera got broken.
After the fight, They separated. Danielle was crying. I was talking to her. She was calming down. Delilah was on the other side of the car. I wasn't really talking to her. I was a little bit annoyed. Then,
You weren't annoyed to go back and get your sister's ID?
No, I was annoyed with the whole situation.
Well, who were you annoyed at?
My sister.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't understand the focus of a weekend. Is get into a car and start drinking. And that's the way you plan a weekend.
And later today...
Mike lived with me about 6 months.
What did he pay in rent?
He did not. I worked him at the house.
What does that mean, you worked him at the house?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Danielle Vargas says her cousin, Delilah Rosado, broke her camera and her windshield in a drunken rage. Danielle is also suing for the cost of a hotel room.
Now, why were you annoyed with your sister?
Because I ended up not being able to get back into the club. Due to coming out, to bringing out the keys, I couldn't get back into the club. They have a law at 1 o'clock in the morning. Once you come out, you can't go back in. I was unaware of that because I'm not from Rhode Island, so I got stuck out there. So I was on the phone. They started fighting. Somebody told me. I came in. I separated the fight. I guess the camera got thrown on the floor.
You just said, I guess the camera got thrown on the floor.
Yes.
Now you can sit down.
Okay.
Do you have a bill for the camera?
Yes, I have a picture of how it looked without when this lens was still attached. I don't know if you want to see that.
Is there anything wrong with the camera itself or just the lens?
It's just my lens.
How much was the lens?
The lens was $800.
Okay. You have a bill for the windshield?
And I have a picture of that as well.
I'd like to see that as well. Okay, anything else you want to tell me?
As far as the hotel stay, it was under my sister's name, so with the way her behavior was.
That's a problem. She's not going to pay for the hotel room for all seven of you. Let me tell you this. I don't understand why seven young women feel as if it's an appropriate thing to do, to start on a weekend where everybody could have a good time and start drinking as soon as they leave their house in a van. I just don't get that. Maybe I would get it if I were younger, but to me, it just doesn't make sense. It makes sense to go to a club and have a few drinks at a club and have a wonderful time. And if you want to drink at a club, that's fine. But I don't understand, the focus of a weekend is get into a car and six young women, because I assume you weren't drinking because you were the driver,
right,
start drinking. And that's the way you plan a weekend. Well, if that's the way you plan a weekend, sometimes it goes awry. So if you decided to cut the weekend short, it was probably a very, very good idea. But she's not paying for the hotel room. She's going to pay you $1,135 for your camera lens and for the cracked windshield, because that's your fault. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It was just a good time between us cousins, and unfortunately, something happened.
I think it was just the liquor.
Alcohol is very devious, and I believe if there was no alcohol involved, we would have had a beautiful time.
It was a good day until...
Maybe we should have listened to the judge and started drinking at the club, and we could have had a great weekend.
It was a bumpy ride back.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bono versus Boniek. Step forward.
23-year-old John Bono is suing former landlord Gail Boniek for the return of a motorcycle he left behind when he moved out.
Mr. Bono, how old are you, sir?
I'm 23, Your Honor.
You work?
Yes, I do.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a concrete finisher.
Do you work for a company?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been working for them?
Currently, I've been employed for them for about a month. It's actually my uncle's company, and about 2 years prior, I worked for him for about 3 years.
And in between, were you employed or unemployed?
Both. I was employed for a little while and also unemployed for a short time.
When did you move into the defendant's house?
It was, I believe, the day after Christmas in 2010.
Tell me the circumstances of you moving into her house.
Basically, I got kicked out of my house on Christmas.
What house was that?
This was a house I was living with a couple roommates in another city outside St. Louis. They were selling the house, so we got kicked out of the house with no notice. Gail said I could come live with her.
How do you know her?
I am friends with her son.
Is that you?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 18, Judge.
How do you know her son?
I met him through friends through high school. We went to the same high school.
Well, but not at the same time.
No.
Clearly.
No. There was actually another boy that was living at her house at the time. His name is Mike. He was a grade younger than me. I know Chad through him.
Do you take in tenants?
I have had a tendency to take in a few tenants before, yes, in order to meet my bills.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When you left, did you take your dog?
I did not. She never said that there was a problem with the dog staying there.
You better grow up, Mr. Bono. You're 23 years old and living on your own. You got to learn to be a little more responsible.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
John Bono says former landlord Gail Boniek won't return his motorcycle. Gail is countersuing for unpaid rent and storage fees.
Now, this fellow Mike, was he a tenant of yours?
He was for a short time, yes. He was a veteran from the Navy, and when he came back, he lived with me. And
for
that's
how long?
I know John. Mike lived with me about 6 months.
What did he pay in rent?
He did not. I worked him at the house.
What does that mean, you worked him at the house?
I'm sorry, I had him do labor around the house for me, for his room and board.
How many other tenants did you have at the house?
Throughout the course of the 18 years I've lived there?
No, let's say in the last year.
In the last year, probably only three or four.
When did you move out of her house, Mr. Bono?
I believe it was the first or second week of June in 2011.
Year? Well, now here we are a year and some months later, sir, and you want a motorcycle back that she has of yours?
I've actually been talking with her the whole year and a half, been trying to work something out to get the bike back, and we haven't been able to come to an agreement.
Yeah, well, here we're going to have an agreement right now. You moved out and she kept the bike. Is that what happened?
He moved out, he abandoned the bike, a truck, and his dog.
Let's start with the bike.
Yes.
When you moved out in June 2011, when was the next time you called her and asked her for your bike?
The very next day.
And what did she say?
I want $1,000.
Okay, so now you're going to go pick up your bike. I will give you an order. You can go with a marshal and pick up your bike.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Did you abandon your truck there?
Basically, yes.
It's not, I don't want to hear basically. I want you to eliminate that filler word from your vocabulary.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when you say you abandoned your truck, what do you mean you abandoned the truck? If you can't sit up, leave. Sit up straight like a person, like a grown-up person, like you're in a court, not a bar, and then you can stay. Otherwise, you can go.
Gotcha.
Do we understand each other?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect.
Yes, I abandoned the vehicle. It was only about a $200 vehicle.
Where did you abandon it?
It was parked in her driveway.
Great. And who did you expect was supposed to get rid of your garbage?
I had every intention of taking the truck.
Well, why didn't you?
Because I owed her money. She didn't want me to take the motorcycle or the truck.
How much did you owe her?
She said I owed her.
No, no. You said I owed her money. You said I owed her money.
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you owe her?
$600.
Great. Did you pay her the $600?
No, I did not.
Terrific. Now, what happened to your truck?
I picked the truck up, and I took it home.
Great. And what happened to your dog?
She abandoned the dog, and actually my neighbors have it right now.
Just a second. When you left, did you take your dog?
I did not.
Why not?
Because I got the dog from her, and at that time, there was no problem with me leaving the dog. She never told me to come pick the dog up. She never said that there was a problem with the dog staying there.
You better grow up, Mr. Bono. If you're 23 years old and living on your own, you got to learn to be a little more responsible.
I understand.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, he's going to come and pick up his bike.
Wonderful.
He's also going to give you $600 because after all this nonsense, madam, that's what he says. And I'm not so sure he's got a figure in mind, but that's what he says he owes you. He is not paying you for storage fees. He is not paying you for anything other than $600. I have no idea what kind of a house this is where you let young men stay and they do work around the house. Mr. Bono says he did enough work around the house to compensate for any rent that he might have been able to pay you. Clearly, you had the same arrangement with at least another of your tenants. He's going to get his bike back, and you're going to get $600. And I, madam, am going to lunch. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... A student learns a hard lesson.
She took my car that I've been paying on for 4.5 years.
That's too bad.
No, but she took my car and left me carless.
Good.
Next Judge Judy.
I'm a little happy I'll be getting my motorcycle back.
I'm a little disappointed because, you know, I did take care of the dog.
There was too many people in the house, you know, too many people over there all the time.
I have a tendency to, you know, lean more toward children that are having problems or what have you. I would much rather be in my house than on the streets.
It's like living in a frat house. You know, I was ready for my own privacy again.
Well, that was not due to me. That was due to them bringing in frat house people.
Hopefully we got everything worked out and we can be acquaintances or even friends after this.
I will continue to help people. Unfortunately, that's just in my nature. I take in strays, both four-legged and two-legged.
I think I'm going to leave here happy. I think I'll be okay.